Right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go. This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or if you're like us living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high resolution camera that connects to an app so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now. Did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com.
This episode is brought to you by Lightstream, the nation's premier online consumer lender.
Lightstream offers low interest fixed rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 for practically any purpose.
We thank them for making our show a possibility.
Yes, we do.
I am a lesbian.
Black queer human being.
We are two gay dads.
I am a transgender man.
Trans woman.
Bisexual, non-binary, single parent by choice.
Can I ever have nice things? I just want nice things.
He just got spit up on.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, E. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, I woke up winning.
Okay, so good. That. I know. I love it. You woke up winning. E wakes up winning every morning and puts a video up most of the time.
Sometimes. Yeah. Most of the time. How are you doing?
I'm good. I woke up winning. I feel good. I just came back from Paris.
Paris. Will you tell us about Paris?
You? Where? They say where. And they say where is like, yeah, that's what I've gathered. Yeah. Okay. We had a really good time. We had such a good time.
Oh my gosh, tell us about it. The traveling with kids and the wife and the gay and the everything.
My 8-year-old and my 5-year-old to fucking Paris, dude, with the wife. And it was...
I love that it's with the wife.
I mean, like, I added that on because it wasn't just me. Like, obviously, right. We were a team doing it. It was great. It was so fun. We had a good time. I mean, besides, like, they're bickering, you know, they're 8 and they're 5 and they bicker. And a couple times, I definitely was like, you are embarrassing me acting like obnoxious American children. You better stop. You better change your tone. So there was that. That happened a good amount of times. And there was this one family at one point, we were at the Eiffel Tower.
Oh.
There was this one family, there was an American family, and the older kid was being such an obnoxious brat. And Rose was too. And I did this. I went, you see that kid there? You see that kid? You see that family there? Do you see how loud that kid is being? Do you want to be that kid? Do you want everybody? I don't know. It's not okay. It's not okay.
I mean, it's fine. You know
what? I was like, listen, we're not going to show up as obnoxious Americans. But for the most part, they were well behaved. They started saying merci, d'accord. Like, I know. I sound so dumb when I try it.
No, what's d'accord?
You're welcome.
Oh, danke?
D'accord.
D'accord. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not d'accord.
Any French people out there, do not shade me for my terrible French accent. But it was fun. We had a good time. I'm proud of us.
You might have just started a whole a trend for your family. Every Thanksgiving, you can go to a different country. Or
well, I don't know about that. We definitely spent more money than we should have. And we had a place to stay for free. So that's why we went.
That's great.
I don't know if our hosts got sick of us or not, but I'm going to choose to think they loved every second.
Well, how many days were you with them?
We got to Paris early Tuesday morning and we left Saturday afternoon. The way there is hard, man, because you fly overnight. I couldn't sleep. I can't sleep sitting up. I tried. Oh. I didn't sleep the whole flight. So I was not in a good mood when we got there.
Oh, wow.
But the way back is a lot easier. So I've decided it's easier to go back in time than it is to go forward in time. Because when you go there, you're going ahead 6 hours. But when you come back, you're going back in time. You're gaining hours. And it's just easier on your psyche. I don't know what it is. I'm thinking Back to the Future. I'm thinking Michael J. Fox. I'm like, well, if I ever have the DeLorean time traveler, I'm going to go back in time because it's easier.
I love that this is where you came from. Because that was one of my favorite movies and one of my all-time like idols as a young person is Michael J. Fox.
Come on now.
And that whole movie where he almost kissed his mom and like...
Calvin Klein. Hey, Calvin. I just showed it to my kids.
Did they love it? See, I don't have a good response when I show like classic
It's never as movies. Good as you hope it's going to be. But like Home Alone, they both love. But that wasn't one of my childhood movies. That I was already like an adult when Home Alone
came out.
We were old when
Macaulay hit his stride.
Yeah. But E, you're leaving me for a week. I don't have E for a week. I don't have E's business help for a whole week because E has this wonderful opportunity to do this special reading. You're going to be in Manhattan and I'm not even going to see you because you're going to be busy.
Okay. So here's the craziest part. I have to be in Manhattan for 5 days, Monday through Friday.
I love that you say have to.
And so it's the 29-hour reading series at somewhere, I don't know.
Oh, I did that before at, I can't think of the name of it, but I did that. 15th
Street? Something like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll be doing that, and it's a musical, and it's a new play. Well, it's a new play by a existing playwright who's been out there. Cheyenne, and I can't remember her last name. Oh my God, I'm horrible. I'm doing great.
That's
but
okay.
I'm excited. Drum roll, please. I'm going to take public transportation because I have to be at Ripley Greer. I'm
proud of you.
But I'm looking forward to it. This is like reading number two in a month, and I'm enjoying the slow build back into live acting people and also appreciating how. We're all so great as professional actors. And I say that.
Professional actors are bomb.
I believe so because it's a different thing. I do a lot of teaching. So I'm not often around the pros, like except for you. And we see each other so much, but we're not like with a brand new script. We're not acting together. But it's just it was so nice to be in a room with like adult, grown professional actors who make choices and I don't have to encourage and then I get to make choices and
you
it's so much fun.
You get to play off people. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, for all you non-theater folks, we just bored you a little bit with our theater talk, but it's worth it because theater matters. I don't know
theater where
I'm going
does.
With that. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's move forward. Yes. Before we get into our guests, who, come on, these guests, oh my God.
Yeah.
We have to mention Patreon. If you want to keep sharing these super important LGBTQ+ family stories, you can help us. We've got various tiers in our Patreon community starting at just $2 a month. That's less than a cup of coffee. I love to
just
say that
bucks.
Because it reminds me of Sally Struthers.
Is it less than a cup of coffee now, though?
Yeah. $2? A cup of coffee is like $4 at Starbucks. Let's be real.
Oh, my God.
You're going to do a good thing, and you're going to get bonus content, like videos of most episodes dropped a day early, some crazy behind-the-scenes shenanigans of E and I just trying to figure out our lives and get it together.
Absolutely.
So you're going to have to head to patreon.com/ovariestalk to join. Do that now. Do that. It's fun.
Yes.
It's really fun.
All right. All right.
Okay,
Carly and Mercedes are two. Well, first of all, there's so much because we have so many lovely feelings for these two humans, but they're two young TikTokers who have taken the TikTok by storm because they're two young ladies in love.
Yes, and they are all over there. They throw their love all over the TikTok, and we love that.
And they are the cutest, most down. Like, they've convinced me Canadians are just the damn bomb.
They're Canadian.
But they don't know much about making a queer family queer style.
No.
So they leaned in on their queer elders. That would be Jay and myself.
We're taking the roles of their queer elders. I mean, they're not even actually married yet, but that's coming. And we talk about it in this app sneak peek.
Absolutely.
For all of you who follow Carly and Mercedes, you get the inside scoop.
We also talk about their coming out stories, jealousy and lesbian relationship, and the classic penis envy.
Which
how they met.
That's something new for me. I don't have penis envy, but you'll hear all about it in that conversation.
Yeah, right. Oh God. The possibility of a future proposal.
Yes.
I sometimes feel like we outed that proposal a little sooner.
We
sure
did. We just keep doing it. We talk about a bunch of other stuff. We're basically, and we've coined this term, gaying it forward and leading these beautiful ladies on the queer roads we've traveled before. And we're learning a lot from these ladies. Like a lot. I have never felt so much like a protective mom, not gonna lie. Especially when they talk about their For You page that I didn't know about. I'd never even heard of For You.
It's called OnlyFans.
Oh, exactly. It's called OnlyFans.
I was like, what the hell is For You? For You.
I don't know. I'm not in this world. I have two young children. I was like protective mom listening to this. The whole story was like with my mouth agape, no joke. And there's a lot of F-bombs and sex terms dropped along the way as well.
Yeah, so be prepared.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a great episode, though.
It's a lot of sex and F-bombs, but with gay. That's what it is.
But with gay.
Yeah, but with gay.
Hey, you guys, hashtag that, but with gay.
But with gay. Yeah. And without further ado, because we have really talked your ears off. There she is. There's the beauty.
I need to do this. I got to go home and make some pie.
That's Helen, our assistant. Yeah.
Let me get Beulah.
Beulah.
Okay, I'm here. I'm sorry about that. I didn't know it was my time this way. Oh, Lord Jesus. All right. I'm rolling tape.
All right. Let's roll this tape.
Hi.
Carly and Mercedes, or Mercedes and Carly. How do y'all decide?
Carly and Mercedes.
Because C becomes before M.
Yeah.
Exactly. In the alphabet.
It just sounds better. Exactly. What do you think? Carly and Mercedes, or
you
Mercedes
know
and Carly?
That's like the first lesbian marriage thing. Like, you decide your kids' names, because we hyphenated our kids' names.
Oh.
And we decided it based on what sounds best. Not whose name we like better, but what sounds better.
Yeah,
sounds
just like what rolls off the tongue. I feel like Carly and Mercedes rolls off the tongue.
It does. Well, hi. Let's
hi.
We're
so excited.
We have to give our listeners the little elevator pitch of who you are so that everybody knows you. Y'all, we're in person. This is so exciting.
I know. Yeah. We're face to face.
It's surreal. Carly and Mercedes drove
from Canada.
Like the youngins that they are, all the way from Canada. Yeah. To the great state of New Jersey.
Thank you. Finally, she gets it.
Yes.
The
great state of New Jersey.
And we are here in E's beautiful recording studio, and we are in live and in person with Carly and Mercedes. Uh-huh. This has been in the making. It's so exciting.
Yeah, all the FaceTime calls.
Right.
I know. Yeah. All our meetings. We're so excited to be here.
We
all
should
the texting.
Do.
Of what?
30 seconds.
Oh, I need my timer. You know
one
what
of
the
us
time
needs
is.
A I got
it's
a time.
Time.
Oh,
yeah,
we time.
It's you're legit.
Okay. Yeah, it's 30 seconds.
We will never cut you off.
Don't let her
not
talk.
Not in a million years.
Yeah, I'll that'll keep be going, going on for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Chatty Kathy over here.
All right.
Okay.
So who are you? Why are you here? What do you think the world needs now? No, I'm just fucking with you on that part.
No, just who you are and why.
Like, I did not prep for this.
Yeah.
Why are you with these?
Get started. Watch this.
And 3. And 2. Action.
Harper, Carly, and Mercedes, and we're here.
That is a first nobody has ever.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Okay.
Clock's a ticking. We're Carly and Mercedes. We're content creators from Canada. What did you say? Yep. How do the Americans say it? Canada.
And we're in a loving, committed relationship. Kinda.
That's a stretch. No, I'm just kidding.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Kidding.
1 second. Zero. We're done.
Okay. Oh my God.
That's the timer.
All right. Wait, we gotta tell us why
tell
we're
us,
here.
Tell us what you really want us to know about you.
We want... Oh, what?
Well, tell me.
That's a long story.
So you're content creators from Canada, but tell us why you're here talking to these old ovaries, these haggard old ovaries.
Okay, that's exactly wait a minute. Why we're here. I am exactly not a haggard
no,
old
we're
ovary.
Not. We're
I'm
not,
not old even joining ovaries. In on that one.
He's like, speak for yourself.
Speak for Chill. Yourself. I don't. Yeah. I think mine are testes at this point.
Yep, your ovaries
you
have
go.
Dropped.
Yeah,
my ovaries have dropped.
That's good. That's,
I love that.
My ovaries. That's a shirt. Dropped. That's a shirt.
My ovaries have dropped.
Jay, that's is always hilarious. Working.
Trademark it. Same. Yeah. We are also only
strictly business.
Work relationship.
Because
yeah. work
the two of you are in a relationship, but your work is also your relationship.
Yeah. yeah. It's like yes.
oh my God.
Big overlap in like our everyday lives, our business, our relationship. Yeah, because it all just starts to like blend together at a certain point. And like when you're filming content and trying to, you know, make as much content as you can, you feel like you can't always be present in those special relationship moments because you're always trying to like film everything. So
right.
but also on a bad day when we're fighting.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then work needs to be done and content has to be done. And we have a list of things and we have a meeting and we have, you know what I mean? Like we have to be still
on it.
On it.
And it's hard because even if we're
you're
not
your
on
own
it.
Production yeah. team.
Wait, mm-hmm. I have a question though. What does a bad day, like what does fighting look like for you guys?
We bicker about like creative differences.
We bicker a lot about work.
Yeah.
Okay.
We bicker about our new son, Jax.
Oh yeah, we do. We're chance. Puppy parents.
Puppy. Yeah. So this is why we got in well, like we are kind of coming in as your elder gay mentor.
Yes, dun, dun, we need that.
Dun.
That's
right.
We
you.
Need all the advice.
They have a puppy. Yeah. It's taking over their life. Mm-hmm. It is hard like a baby.
Yeah.
I did the same thing with we got a dog first and then we had our daughter a year later. I don't recommend that. It's really because puppies are hard.
You're still a puppy at that point too. Yeah. Like,
but let's go back to E's question,
which was
I can't remember.
Oh, what does a bad day look like?
Yeah,
what does a bad day look like?
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Here.
I appreciate
you're
it.
Here. You're
I'm
right.
present.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you.
a bad day looks like I feel like it either starts as soon as we wake up.
Yeah,
we're just
like
annoyed.
The tone is off.
The tone is
off. The day. The mood's
and
the mood's gone.
Second with lesbians, the second. A tone is off in the slightest way, you set each other off now.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, the whole day is ruined now.
I can't tell you how many times I've had moments with my wife at the end of the night, like, from the moment you woke up, I have felt this. Like,
same. Yes. Literally, this happened the other day. This is like 2 days ago. It was the day before we came here. And she woke up in such a bad mood. She didn't even say hi, good morning to me. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm like, I'm not talking for the rest of the day. You didn't even say good morning. The first thing she said was, you didn't take Jax outside? I'm like, good morning.
That's, welcome to married life with kids.
Yeah.
Get ready. And a dog.
Get ready. But I would like to preface here that I rarely ever have bad days.
Oh my God.
And so I was due for a bad day and Carly didn't handle it well.
We don't, because we're so sensitive as cancers, which we know now. We're both cancers. And we're sensitive. We feel all of the things.
I was trying that day. I really was. And I came home with because I had an appointment in the morning. I had therapy actually. And then I came home and then I surprised her with a tea and she was like, I already made one. I was like, okay. Well. And then at the end of the day, we were like bickering about we had such a bad day. And she's like, you never did anything to try and make me feel better today. I was like,
I brought you
a fucking tea. Then I went to I had to leave for another appointment and I called her. I was like, do you want me to get you some food? She's like, no, I ate cereal. I'm like, okay.
Aww. No. See, this is what a bad day looks like. Okay.
Uh-oh.
When Carly is having a bad day, I'm at her beck and call, right? I'm like, what can I do? Mm-hmm. Here's this. Let me make you food. Let me give you a hug. You know, the bare minimum things. And when I'm having a bad day, she ignores me. And she's like, you're having a bad day? All right.
But because are you an external processor, though? Like, do you process things in your inside, or are you externally processing?
External. Like I, okay. And like communication is so big for me that the second I'm feeling some type of way, I'm like, I tell you. Or right. If I'm upset, mm-hmm. I tell you. I say everything I feel mm-hmm. right off the bat.
That's mm-hmm. great.
Like, she's internal. Oh, yeah. So I won't know until the end of the night what happens. Mm-hmm. Right. So she's very emotional, but it's internal.
I don't know. And I've learned to like silently cry because I just cry so much. So even if I'm like sitting here sobbing, you wouldn't know unless you just see the tears from the side. Like I can totally have a mental breakdown and just be like,
tears just stream out, but her face is straight and she can still talk normally.
Yeah. But I'm self-aware, which is why I say if I cannot talk about this right now because I'm going to get really upset. So I need that time.
And I need to talk about it right now.
This is why. The two of us are here in your lives because we've been through this in many ways. Yeah. And like, this is why we love you so much, because you're in this young, new, budding, also all over TikTok love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we're here to ruin school that? You in a terrible way about all the things
But honestly, to give you our advice about what we did wrong and what we did right and things just to think about. Because I think giving advice, y'all are different. We don't know who, you know what I mean?
But we did just do, while we were all like just hanging out, talking about Who's Who in the L Word.
Oh, yeah. Our favorite show.
Our favorite show. Where
and apparently Mercedes is an L Word. What is the word? Aficionado?
Fanatic.
Fanatic. You can ask Mercedes anything about any episode and Mercedes will remember. However, we have learned through our talks that Mercedes, you are Shane.
Yes.
Clearly. Okay. And it's so clear.
It's so clear.
Yeah. I mean,
and like her past as well, like Shane's character development, like Shane used to be like the biggest fuckboy and you just kind of see Shane
like,
ooh, we're going to get into this.
Oh my God.
We're going to get into this. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Who in this room is who on the L Word? And we also have our cameraman, James, here. So
I see you as Alice. I need to say it right now.
Completely.
For sure. I'm Alice.
All the way. Even like she's your like, voice to me.
She sounds similar. My friend said that when we started doing this. They were like, she sounds like Alice from the L Word.
Alice doesn't have the sex appeal and the thing.
Maybe not about like seasons one and two, but her glow up is insane.
Alice
turns
four.
Into a fucking smoke show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she got so sexy.
I learned how to be a lesbian because it came out, the L Word came out in like 92. It's somewhere in the 90s. I'm pretty sure.
2004. You can ask me any question you have. Just ask me.
2004. Was that old?
Yeah.
That was a fucking shame that I was watching the L Word and learning how to be a fucking...
No, it was 1800s.
Oh, no, you're talking about
1967.
The 1900s. Oh, that sounds old to them. That's hilarious.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Wow. Shit. No, but it helped me a lot because I didn't know. And especially when my ex-wife and I were going into baby-making mode, I think we knew it could happen because Bette and Tina made a baby.
Right, right.
And Angelica.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Who's who then? So we got Shane.
Okay.
We Mercedes got Alice.
Alice. I'm going to claim it. I feel Bette. That's what I feel like.
Absolutely not.
I feel like I'm Bette's opposite.
She's Bette is a like top dominant.
Like a dom femme.
No, she's submissive. Like, I would sub.
Yeah. No, you're You're like in Dana. The next generation. No, you're not
Wait
Dana.
Wait a minute. No.
No, you're not Dana.
I would think you were Dana because like even like her coming out in the beginning, like And
true.
I think you're just like really like kind of quiet and like sweet.
Beautiful.
I don't know.
Like the whole
we're claiming me as Dana after you just said you fucking hate Dana.
That's fucked up.
Nobody knows
that. No one else hates Dana.
I'm the only one in the world.
If she rewatches it, she's not
gonna rewatch
it. Like for her push-ups.
I also can't do a push-up.
Jenny. Do you also hate me? Like
right.
If you can't
Jenny.
Do a push-up, I have a
Jenny.
Problem. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But
if anyone said I was Jenny, I would honestly leave the country.
Yeah. I would do like the Jenny and kill you.
Everybody hates Jenny. Poor Jenny. But
Jenny caused trouble all the fucking time.
She did.
Who was your most attractive person that you saw on the show?
You're claiming Bette for yourself.
Oh, I'm absolutely. Bette. I don't know if I'm Bette.
He claims Bette.
But I've always felt very Bette.
I see Bette.
But Bette is a fucking whore. But I was a fucking whore.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed
it. A mix between a whore and domesticated.
And yes.
Yes. That's you.
That's literally you.
Bette's character like goes through it all.
I have a business like Bette. Bette had the gallery, remember?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're Bette.
I'm turning into Bette. But I love Bette. I think I didn't want to fuck Bette as much as I wanted to be Bette.
Yeah.
So we've got Alice, which is Jamie.
Yep.
We've got Shane Mercedes. We've had Dana, which is Carly, and I'm Bette. So now, which one of all the L word characters would you want to fuck?
Carmen.
Carmen was
Carmen so fast
to death.
And Carmen. We know how Carly feels about that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is because Mercedes is a very big hypocrite. So I feel like when she very obsessive with characters on the screen, like we literally were just watching The L Word a few days ago. And talking about Carmen. What?
I'm going to snap.
What? Uh-oh. Tell me.
No, say it. Okay, I'll cut in.
Thanks. Uh-oh. Stop cutting me off.
So much insider.
We're ready to go. So we were watching The L Word the other day, and then we were talking about Carmen. Our Carmen came on the screen, and she was like, oh, starts like air jerking off, right? Going absolutely crazy. I'm like, all right. She's obsessed with her and like whatever. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And like, it is like a teeny bit annoying to me, but it's not as like serious. Like I'm a lot more dramatic about it. Right. Like I just play it up.
Right.
Yeah.
So then Shane came on the screen and I literally made a comment and I said, I bet Shane would be really good in bed. That was all I said because you could just tell Shane is like the sex icon of the show, right?
First of all.
And then she starts getting paid. And I was like, you were just air jerking off to Carmen, but I can't say Shane would be good in bed.
Imagine I said Carmen probably eats the best pussy.
Okay. It's better than you jerking off to her.
If you want to say Shane is so hot, that's a lot different than saying Shane is probably amazing in bed.
What do you guys think?
I think you're nitpicking. I think these people are hot, and they are hot, and you can't just be attracted to each other. It's okay.
You have to be able to take what you dish out.
But also, Carmen now is probably like 50 years old, so which would make her so fucking hot.
I love older women.
This is my thing with L Word. We need more seasoned, elder, real lesbians on the show. That's what I want. I want more.
They had Rosie.
40.
They had Rosie on this new one.
And I like that. I like it.
But now they're all like older seasoned lesbians on the Generation Q.
Yeah, but like Bette is not really gay.
What do you mean?
Like the actress.
Oh, in real life.
Like in real life.
Because she's not Bette.
True representation.
I want real lesbians doing these sex scenes. Because then I believe it.
Generation Q, there is. All of them are like lesbians.
Yeah, they are. They're
or trans.
Oh my God.
But they're babies.
That's who she is.
Who? Generation
the woman
Q.
Who was left at the altar by her would-be wife with the curly hair, the Latina family. She was going to marry.
Oh, I'm the one that gets left at the altar?
Oh my God, you are.
No. You don't have those. That's who you remind me of.
Because
she's gorgeous and the hair and the face. Oh. And she's
sweet.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay.
I cannot remember her name.
I know all the old characters, but the new character. I know like Finley.
I love Finley. I wouldn't sleep with Finley for no money, but I think Finley
is so sweet. I'm like really hurting.
This is my thing. They're all young. It's so many youngins, and I love it. I love seeing the queer representation. I love seeing the lesbians, but I need something for me.
Yeah, like you need something to relate to, and it's harder for you to relate to like the younger generation.
I mean, I can relate to it, but I need to see some sex scenes with some real lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always want to see sex scenes with real lesbians.
Shane is over 40 now. Alice is over 40.
Yeah, but Shane isn't doing sex scenes like she used to.
But she's doing them better.
She's over 40.
She's doing them better because they didn't know where the vagina was in the original ones. I would watch so intently. They were so far off the vagina. And now that we have intimacy coaches, they're more accurate because they would be like here.
Eating the cut.
Or eating snatch and be eating like so far down. You're like, whose pussy is down there, right?
But can I just say, out of every show that I've watched, even though they've missed the vagina sometimes, they like The L Word has the best sex scenes out of any show I've ever watched.
The most accurate. Agreed.
And hottest.
It is the best.
Steamy. Yeah.
They do well. But let's take it back to the two of you. Okay. Yes. Okay. So now we know who in The L Word we all are. How long have each of you been living that queer life? Known you were queer, loving that life. I think we need to go.
How long have you been snatch attacking?
There you go. That's the way to say it.
Snatch attacking.
Snatch attacking.
The womb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The womb.
I've always been.
You've always been snatch attacking?
A dyke, yes.
Okay. This is where your question comes in.
But.
What makes you gay?
Oh, so, God damn it, Jamie.
I'm
we gotta write my
you.
Shit down. I appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm here for you.
So, you say you've been snatch attacking since birth.
Mm-hmm.
what makes you gay outside of the sex? Take away the vagina, which I know it's coming back. Don't worry. It's okay. Take away the boobs. Take away the body. I know.
That's the best part. The look on your face got scared. I'm not going to worry.
What makes you gay outside of the fucking?
We can give our examples because we were just talking about it earlier.
We want the community to understand we're more than the sex we have and who we have it with.
Oh, and I said my walk. Yeah. I'm so surface.
You can say your walk. No,
let me get deep.
Your walk.
Oh my God. I honestly think like my mannerisms. Like I feel like I am just gay. Like not sex taken away.
Right.
Like you just know when. So I feel like I have gay face. I feel like I have gay walk. I feel like I have gay poses, like the way I sit,
like you just,
and that's just me.
Like
it's
your
not
vibe
like I'm
is
trying,
gay.
But what
yeah,
makes
I feel like
you
I have gay energy? Yeah,
E and I were talking about it, and was like, well, cause just to put this in context.
Wait, don't tell. We gotta go and ask Carly first.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So, well, here's the thing. I don't know because when I was younger, you know, when like you get to the age where you first start like getting feelings and like whatever, you start like kissing boys at school and whatever.
Yeah, been there.
I was kissing girls at seven, but I still didn't know I was gay. Like I was like, oh, let's like, I would really want to kiss them. And I was like, let's practice for when we have boyfriends.
Obviously.
And so I'd bring all these girls to my house. I'd literally make out and like dry hump all of them in my bedroom. And then I'd send them
didn't
on their
we all
way.
Do that though? Like, everyone here had to have done
we
that when
you
were younger.
I thought it was an everyone thing, but then straight people are like, no, I never did that.
And I'm
like,
you never dry humped your friends?
Literally. Yeah. I'm like, that just must be a gay thing. And I thought everyone was doing that.
Everyone humps their friends.
I only dry humped one friend, but it was a thing that we did every time we were together. Yeah. But I only dry humped one friend.
No, I had a lineup of girls, and I had like this girl, and then she'd be at my house. I'd send her home, and the next day her sister would come over, and I'd do the same thing with her sister. Yeah, wow. So I just had them like lined up. Fun play dates. We were playing house.
Of course, that's what you do.
Yeah, and then it was probably like when I was like in high school, I was like probably leaning more towards men at that point, but like I could never really solidly commit to anything, but then I was still like girls in the back of my head constantly, and so I would do those quizzes like, are you gay, blah blah, like, you know, just like the classic
at the end
like,
of the quiz it's always like, if you had to do the quiz, well, you're gay. Your answer.
Yeah, it's like
such
a question.
Different generation, right? We didn't have these quizzes.
Yeah,
also like it wasn't like open for like it wasn't like I'm trying to imagine what your high school was like. There were probably gay kids at a school or no?
Not, I mean, I guess there was like maybe like one gay guy, but like not really lesbians. I also went to like a Catholic school with like uniform and
there was a bunch of lesbians
in my high
school.
Except, let's be real, they were all lesbians.
I don't even know. Is there? I can't even think of right now. I don't think there was actually too many that came into my school. Maybe like two of us.
Wow.
But then I pretty much, I was in a relationship with a man for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And then during that
time. In high school or after?
No, after high school. This when I was in university. And during that like whole relationship, girls were just like in my mind. Like it was like this thing like I couldn't get rid of. And then after we broke up, I like went on Bumble and I was like with, like searching for girls and stuff like that.
Was it both? Did you have girls and guys?
Yeah, but I was only swiping on the girls. Like, I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, I pretty much.
Why do I feel mad?
Because you're human and these things happen.
But I only get mad about men. That's my issue.
She doesn't only get care mad about me men. Being
women,
with
I'm like, yeah, you want to swipe on women? Sure.
So I get upset when I think of my wife's one boyfriend that she had sex with. Like, and I've met him, and I'm like, fuck.
It just rubs me.
Yeah.
Because you don't care men are able to do something that I'll never be able to do. And I don't know if it's, I don't have penis envy, but maybe I do. I don't fucking care. But I don't like the idea that there was some man inside of my wife in a way.
Deeper than you'll ever be able to reach.
Not deeper. I've gone deep, but I have to use an appendage.
Yeah.
I just, I don't like her thinking about her with anybody at all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I,
but women bother you too.
Everybody.
Oh, okay.
Somebody you touched.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fucking hear about that.
Yeah.
But I talk about my shit all the time. And she's like, because it's funny.
It's the hypocrite.
Yeah. And I'm a total fucking hypocrite.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm dead.
So
we're the same.
We're the same.
You are the same. Yeah. I feel like we're very similar.
I was kind of a fuck boy, but I wasn't dedicated to the boy. Like, I did femme for a very long time because I felt that's what my body looked best as at the time. So I was back and forth. I could do femme for a while, and then I never could do like full like stud dyke, you know, like plaid shirts and shit like that. I couldn't.
Is that a Stone Cold Dyke, a plaid shirt? And that's all it takes. There you go. Plaid shirt. For anyone trying to be a Stone Cold Dyke, you just need a plaid shirt.
Like facial hair you don't pluck out, like that whole, you know, whole thing. I was not able to do that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've been able to find my middle ground, but I was fucking anything. Mm-hmm. It was great. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
All right, folks, as you know, Jay and I talk all the time about how expensive these paths to parenthood can be, especially if you're a member of the queer community.
Truth, truth. And if you're one of the lucky folks who've got a high credit score, and not everybody does, but if you're one of the lucky folks, you have more power than you think. We've heard that now is the time to leverage that score to consolidate your debt before interest rates get too high. You can pay off your credit cards faster with a low fixed rate loan from LightStream.
A credit card consolidation loan from LightStream can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed rate. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply.
Yeah.
The day.
Yes. And just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/OCT.
That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/OCT.
Disclaimer, subject to credit approval, rates range from 7.99% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice.
Visit lightstream.com/OCT for more information.
So then you were Bumble swiping on the chicks.
Yes. And then I met this like girl who I like kind of consider just like trial girlfriend. We only dated for like 6 weeks on and off. Mm-hmm. But then in that 6 weeks, I was like, okay, this person isn't for me, but like girls are for me. Mm-hmm. Because I had like slept with girls like on and off too. So like I'd experienced that and I knew that there was that deeper connection there. It was like this crazy thing that I wasn't getting anywhere else. But then yeah, after I met her, like I met her shortly after, and the second I saw her,
and
I was like,
let's talk about that. Oh my God, I'm the meeting, gay.
How did you meet?
Of Carly and Mercedes.
I know it's out there in the world, but
I love this story.
Oh, like, I feel like there should be a heart around their faces right now.
So no, it honestly is because
it's the newlywed show.
It is.
But with gay.
I feel like it's like really hard to meet people that are not like on Tinder or on Bumble. So the fact that we met people in person and like we both had this like instant attraction to each other.
Okay.
So we went to this bar during the pandemic. It was the only bar that was open because it was a rooftop bar. Mm-hmm. So it was like technically outside. So they were allowed to be open. And it was like a Saturday night and it was packed, like could not move, elbow to elbow, packed. And I, in my fuckboy phase, was like, this is a pool of women. Who shall I pick up tonight?
Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Very okay. Shane. Yes.
I'm seeing the pictures, seeing the images.
And I was with my brother. And, do you guys want the in-depth story? Yeah, or you want me to make it quick?
Yeah. No, go for
it. All right. So I was with my brother and my best friend at the time. And he was also very much a lady killer. So together, when him and I were together, there was no stopping us.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
They're trouble.
Yeah. Trouble. So anyways, we get there and I'm like scoping out who I'm going to pick up. And there were so many women. You have no idea the amount of women that were in this bar.
Bitches everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. And so I'm looking and this was the beginning of the night. So we probably got there around like 11:30. And I look and I see Carly, but I only see like the back of her head slash side. Like I couldn't even see her whole body. And I pointed and I was like, that's the girl I'm going to talk to tonight.
Of course.
Wow.
Okay. All right. In my head, it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's just
did feel like a movie because at the same point in time, as she walked in and like did the point thing, I didn't see her point to me, but I just like turned around to like scope out the situation. And I saw her walk in with like her brother and her friend at the time. And I was like, oh my God, that is the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life. And I could not stop staring at her. Like, I felt this instant attraction. So like,
and I was literally wearing like sweatpants. Yeah. I had like track pants on. I had like, like my Adidas running shoes,
track,
right? Like some chains, a plain shirt. Like I was looking not, I just go out however.
The black
eyeliner.
Yeah.
Like,
Shane.
And then, so anyways, so I was like, hey, that's what I'm going to talk to. And then we were sitting at a table, and then my friend brought other girls to the table and whatever. He was trying to get me to talk to the table beside Carly because there was like 10 women. He's like, let's go over to this table. And I was like, no, I'm not talking to any. And that's not like me at all. I'd try to pick up multiple. Like, why have one?
Yeah.
You know, when you could have them all. Why have one when you could have them all?
All right, yeah.
But I just, for some reason, was like, no, like, that's the girl I'm talking to. I'm sticking to that. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't talk to anyone except for the two girls that were at our table for the whole night. And then it was the end of the night at like 1:30, 2 o'clock. And I was like, okay, now I have to go. But okay, I guess I should tell the earlier stuff.
Yeah, so then in between, like,
you can tell
this whole thing, I felt like this, like, nervous energy just, like, looking at Mercedes. Like, anytime she'd even come near me, I was like,
it's a crush.
Oh, my God, right? So she was at the bar, and I was sitting at my table, and we, like, quickly made eye contact, and she fucked the shit out of me with her eyes. Like, fucked me up and down, like, did this, like, little look and kind of, like, turned away, and I was like, oh my God, my fucking heart just stopped. And then right after that, like it was maybe like 10 minutes after that.
Because I wanted to feel the vibe with like the eye contact. Because like, you got to feel the vibe out, right?
So then like 10.
And it was a straight bar, by the way.
Yeah, not like a gay bar, by the way. So after that, she came up behind me and she like grazed my like lower back and just like ran her fingers like down
to walk to the bathroom because she was like right in the aisle. So I was like, oh, excuse me.
So then she like literally touched me so like seductively and I was like, oh my God. And then she didn't even look at me and she just like
a predator. This makes you sound like a predator.
No. It was not. I mean, okay, maybe to some people, lesbian. But it was very hot to me. I was like so flustered, right? So then she walks to the bathroom and I was like, I'm going to the bathroom to fuck her right now. Like, I felt this, like, I need to go right now. And I was with my sister and her friend at the time. And her friend was like,
that's all it took.
Yeah. Literally, it was just this energy. It I wasn't just it. That, but I just had this. I'd never felt this type of energy towards anyone in my life. So I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm going.
Okay.
And then the one girl I was with, she was like, don't be a desperate bitch. Stay here. Like, you're not going to the bathroom. What? Like, you're staying here. Like, don't be desperate. And I was like, fuck, I'm gonna look desperate if I go. So I'm like, now I have to sit here, even though I want to be in there. So I just end up staying.
And when I walk back, she wasn't even looking at me. So I'm like, okay, she's straight. It's not gonna stop me.
Yeah.
And
you weren't giving up there.
Oh my God. Yes.
So I wasn't giving up, right? Good.
And also, I'm like very femme, and I've never had any girls come and hit on me in person,
right?
Because they all just assume that I'm straight.
Same.
I don't give
that's
off
how
that
my
like
life
gay
always
energy.
Was.
Yeah.
Same.
So I'd never been approached, or this was like the first time I was ever pursued in person by a dyke. I was like, holy shit!
It's
amazing.
It's so different. It's a game changer.
It is. Yeah. It is.
It really is.
So then I got a bottle, and I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go and talk to her now that she didn't even look at me." Right. that was my best idea.
Still
in my
shooting
head, right?
Your shot.
Yeah. So like, okay, so me and my brother both go over to the table because she also had two girls and I was with my brother. So we go over to the table and I'm like, hey, do you guys want a shot? And they were all like, no. Like, she's like, oh, I've already had too much of a drink. I'm like, no, you're going to take a shot and I'm going to pour it down your throat. And she was like, okay.
Were you afraid that she was going to be attracted to your brother? Because I'd
just
have been
wait,
like, you better
just wait,
not.
Just wait.
Uh-oh.
It gets
uh-oh.
Better.
So I pour the shot down her throat.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh my,
and we're
you
talking.
Youngins, I don't even know what to do with this.
Yeah.
Like,
Jamie's having so, a
I'm thinking of hangovers. I'm thinking of getting up with children at 6 a.m.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
None
okay,
of that.
Keep,
here.
All right. Hey. Keep, okay. Continue.
Okay. So we're talking, and then my brother kind of swoops in and starts talking to her. And he was like kind of flirting with her and like being like, oh, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, he needs more help than me. So I'll just move on to the next, right? I turn around. And they're talking.
And I was talking to her brother because she introduced him as her brother. And so this was in my head. I wasn't thinking of him flirting with me. I was like, I'm building great rapport with her family.
Aww,
like,
cancer.
You know what I mean? I was literally just trying to get on her family's good side because I was like, we're going to be family one day. Like, we need to get along.
Oh my God. I love this.
So I like kind of started realizing that her brother was hitting on me a bit and she started like lacking interest in me. Like, she had like turned around. She was still nearby.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm not this like bold person, but I was like, I have to like shoot my shot with her. So I literally stopped him mid-sentence. I was like, I am so sorry, but I just want to let you know that I'm interested in your sister. And I just like,
and I turned right back around. I was like, oh.
Her neck broke. She got whiplash turning around so fast.
Yes.
Oh,
This is brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, so my brother was a little butthurt.
He's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. This is a scene from The L Word.
This is a scene from The L Word. Absolutely.
So then her and I were talking, whatever. We got each other's Instagrams and she was going to an after party. So she was like, come to this after party. I was like, okay. We went to the after party. It was super lame.
Yeah,
it was
fucked.
So I was like, let's get out of here and go skinny dipping. And she was like, okay.
As you do. So, I mean, as you do, I love obviously. It.
Yeah. So we left and we went skinny dipping. And then that's when I kissed her.
Uh-huh. I mean, okay. That's yeah. all.
Yeah. We got naked okay. and then kissed. Weird. Yeah. So then we went back to
that's
all
the, we did. We just
really?
Kissed. Yeah. yeah. We just kissed.
Wait,
and then we went
back. You had this attraction. You're in water, buck ass naked, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. And you didn't. Fuck
no. no! And we had so much to talk. We were just talking and talking. Oh. And talking. Yeah, like we went back couldn't to the after party. That was crap.
And we stayed up till what, like 6-7 in the morning, just like talking. Like, we stayed at this after party, this random dude's house, till the sun came up, talking about like aliens and shit. Like it was so random, but we had so much shit to talk about.
And then what question did you ask?
Oh yeah. So then, as the night goes on, I like kind of dialed it back to at the bar because I was like, how did you even know I was gay? Because I was like, women don't approach me. This is not something mm-hmm, that like. Mm-hmm. This is not something that happens to me. Like, this felt like my life felt like a movie at that point.
Right.
And she was like, I honestly didn't know if you were gay, but you were going to be tonight. And I was like, oh,
they keep, yes. they keep, what do we call this?
It's the air jerking.
If men were doing that, it would be like an issue.
It is an issue for us too. It's an issue when we do. We don't care.
We don't
love their
care.
Air jerk. It's
authentic and it means. A lot. Yeah. Like if yeah, I'm air does. Jerking, I'm into the story, not necessarily air jerking other people, but like, I'm like, that's a more. Fucking, yeah. that's good shit. Yeah.
So you meet, it's love at first sight, basically. Mm-hmm. You're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then how does the TikTok begin?
Well, it was the pandemic. Uh-huh. And she actually moved to Toronto.
Yeah.
So she was living in the Falls. We were both living in the Falls. And then after we started, like, actually, we hung out every day after that. That hangout mm-hmm. that we had, right? Mm-hmm. It was just every day because that's what lesbians do.
Right.
U-Haul.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So then she ended up moving to Toronto.
So I did the opposite of U-Haul. I literally moved an hour and a half away from her after we
started
dating.
The country.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
But that was like, I had already had plans to move before I met her. And that was like a mistake that I felt like I made in my last relationship was that I let what they wanted stop me from doing what I wanted. Right. So that was like, even though we just started dating, I was like, I still need to go and be pursue my plans.
Right.
So, and I explained that to her and she was okay with it, but she's like, yeah, we're not going to fucking make
we're
it.
We're not lasting.
Like, this is whatever.
I think we're going to drive to Toronto and like see you all the time.
How far is Toronto?
Like,
give us some context.
It's only like an hour and a half
oh,
drive.
That's far.
Yeah.
That's
but like then also with traffic, it's more and like it's, you know, you can literally like 2 hours with traffic. 3 hour drive, like, something, like depending. But we made it work. We honestly saw each other like every day. Like we'd take turns. So she'd drive up to Toronto for like 3 nights or 2 days, 3 nights, whatever. And then like a day or two later, I'd go to Niagara. So we would both take turns commuting and that's literally how we made it work.
Yeah. But we weren't working.
We would also sleep on FaceTime together.
Right.
Sleep on FaceTime.
Yeah.
I did. This is literally what happened with me and my wife. We met, we kind of U-hauled it for like 2 weeks. And then I went on a cruise ship I was gone for 2 years. And we long distance for like 2 years.
And
yeah.
But you couldn't see each other. Because you were on a cruise
every,
ship.
Every vacation she got from, she works in a school. Every school vacation, she came on the ship.
Wow.
And we FaceTimed on the ship. I got the special ship number. It was like a whole thing every Aww. Night. Yeah. We long distanced.
That's
for like
a lot
while.
Crazier
That's
than
crazy.
Us.
Crazy. Yeah.
Really, we only got to see each other 5 days a week. It was really hard.
Yeah, it was really difficult sleeping without her those 2 nights a week.
So, but then how did the TikTok begin?
Yeah, so we weren't working because it was the pandemic. It was like the heat of the pandemic. And we were like, syrup isn't cutting it. Like, we need to figure out something else to do. Like, what else can we do? And so we're like,
Did you guys have
what's
syrup here?
What's
so syrup is like the COVID like relief. So like when everyone was unemployed, the government was giving everyone $2,000
a month.
But regardless of
your, but Canada is brilliant.
What I think the problem with it is that everyone got the same amount. So if you are making $100,000 a month and you have all those expenses, everyone gets $2,000 regardless. So like that was the situation for me is that like I was making more and then
like serving and bartending.
With serving
make,
and
like,
bartending.
Four, five, six
yeah,
grand a month.
You're making like a killing at the time. But then obviously like we all got like laid off. And so my bills were like
way more than
$2,000. Way more than that. So like the $2,000 a month was just not cutting it. So we were like,
okay, we need to figure out a way to like make some money and like just like an extra couple hundred dollars a month just so that mm-hmm. I can afford some groceries or
literally my car payment.
Yeah, literally do anything at all. So then that's why we started an OnlyFans.
Wait, what is OnlyFans? Oh, wait. I mean,
I don't know what to tell you, Jay. You've been missing out on the world.
I don't know what this... Listen, OnlyFans is where...
Did you guys
kids?
Know we had OnlyFans?
I don't even know what that is.
I didn't know you guys had one, but...
Okay. Are we allowed to talk about
wait,
it?
Wait, is this like a sex... This is like a sex...
Yeah.
What?
It's the sexy... Yeah, you pay for some sexy...
You pay for some sexy website.
You have your main feed on OnlyFans. So people mm-hmm. subscribe. They whatever you can make it free. You can make it $3. You can make it $25. Whatever it is. Like a uh-huh. monthly fee. Uh-huh. So ours is $10 a month. Mm-hmm. And so we post like pictures, like lingerie pics, yeah. photo shoot pics, like sexy pics on our main uh-huh. feed. Uh-huh. And then you can purchase extra content in the DMs. So in a private... unlocked
yes
situation so it's not okay, for everyone gotcha, to see gotcha. It's that anyone who wants something extra like they can ask or
and
we can
they'll
send
be willing to pay for it
yes
okay
so the TikTok started because after we had started OnlyFans and we didn't know how to promote it and at the time like we weren't really promoting it much on like our personal pages because we weren't like trying to
right.
tell everyone
so we're yeah. like families Let, and like yeah. there's like a lot that went into it and
it's
like,
not like the easiest conversation to have
that's what I will, with, my yeah. question as a mom I'm like do your parents know?
Yes, they know.
Yeah. My family is super. I'm very. The second I'm like, I'm starting an OnlyFans. Like, I'm doing this. Like, I'm yeah. very open with my family.
Right. Yeah,
and I don't care what anyone thinks. So I'm fine to tell whoever.
I'm like, if you don't
same
like
way.
It,
yeah.
yeah. Okay,
and they're cool.
It's
with
not
it.
Your body.
They're good.
It's not.
And they're,
right.
yeah. and they're like down.
My mom had a iffy moment where she was like not loving it.
Yeah.
But now she's fine with it because yeah. it's
you
been
control
2 years.
It. It's like, it's not
and
like
it's
going
profitable.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm like, here, let me show you this.
Yeah, we started it and that was just like to get some extra cash. And so after that, we started TikTok and that was our way to promote our OnlyFans. So then our TikTok started blowing up, which meant obviously it drove traffic to our OnlyFans. So now that's like how we make a living. Like that's like the main...
That's our main source
our
of
main
income.
Source of income.
OnlyFans.
Only yes. Fans. Mm-hmm. Yes. We obviously get paid through like brands and promotions and things mm-hmm. like that. But OnlyFans is like the largest platform for us. Yeah. But now I feel like it's getting to a point where we want to like take our career in another direction. Like we're really interested in like unscripted and like TV and like reality. And so I think we are trying to like slowly transition out of it.
We said we wouldn't stop doing OnlyFans.
We wouldn't stop doing
until we're making somewhat of the same money.
Yeah. So that has to match.
And we would continue OnlyFans, but it would go in a completely different direction than what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like with OnlyFans, it would just be like main feed, like sexier photos.
Like we wouldn't be as
we wouldn't be as like
because right now this is like our like full time thing. So that would be more like our part time thing. And yeah, we would definitely switch up the content style a bit.
Yeah.
But
well, your TikTok is like just like two girls in love. To me, feels like.
I feel like it's like.
We have, because we used to do a lot more like sexual stuff on TikTok and then we kept getting violations and then our account was at risk for being
PG.
Lesbians
do anything.
Got you.
Yeah. But we'll do the odd post here and there to like promote our OnlyFans or plug it or talk about it. But we are very sexual people in general. So we like talking about sex, even if OnlyFans wasn't a thing.
We
love talking about
sex.
We love being open. We love learning about everyone's things and telling people about our things. But it's hard to do that on TikTok, right? So we try to do a more wholesome version of our relationship on TikTok.
Yeah. Right. But like YouTube we do like
we're
sex
very open.
Q&As, like Instagram. I feel like Instagram, you kind of have to be like.
Instagram's hit and miss.
Yeah, it's like hit and miss. Yeah. But TikTok, it's like you can't say much.
Yeah.
And you have to use code names for everything you say.
Right.
Oh my God.
We need to like segue into, are you getting married? Is marriage on the table?
Yeah, we kind of took a turn from the whole family.
Yeah,
podcast.
I don't know how this story.
It is the Queer Families podcast, so we do have to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, enough about sex.
Yeah,
dirty girl.
But that's how you make a queer family.
Dirty girl.
Yeah.
It starts somewhere.
Yeah,
and
we
then
have
it
sex
goes
to make a baby. So
right,
we try. Every
spit
night.
Don't if make babies. So sad.
If only it works. So
we're gonna try.
Is marriage on the table? Like, what's going on?
I have never in my life been asked more about when I'm going to propose to Carly than the last 3 months.
Is that like all us?
No,
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
50% you guys.
Wow.
50% everyone else in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I feel like family
and we're
and
all
friends,
staring at you like, yeah. What are you going
to do? When is it going
to
happen?
So you're the one who has to propose, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's my duty.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that Carly has this very strict criteria of how she wants the proposal to go.
Of course she okay? does. Of course. Yes. Yeah.
She's an A-type personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monica yeah. Geller. I call her Monica Geller. You guys watch Friends?
Friends. Yes. Yeah.
Do we watch
Monica,
Friends?
You can eat cookies over the couch. Like,
that's no, fully
cookies over the sink.
I mean, cookies over the sink. Oh, my God. Yeah. Not over the couch.
Yeah. Oh, God. Not over the couch.
Never on the couch. Never on the couch.
Mm-hmm. We have a baby. It's our couch.
Yeah. Okay? Literally.
Yeah. Yes, I will be proposing, but Carly has a strict criteria of she needs full glam, she needs her nails done, she needs a videographer, she needs pictures, she needs it to be like alone, she wants it to be like private with just us, yet a surprise.
Okay.
So this I need to make sure all of that's done while lot. Still surprising,
easy, right?
I understand that.
Not
I
too much to ask.
Understand that.
How am I going to make sure she's full glam, full nailed, yeah, like new hard. Nails?
I got hard. Ideas for you, but we ain't not going to talk okay. about it here.
But we'll work it out. She wants it to be private with a videographer, a photographer, and a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can
I got you.
When we like first talked about this, I did have like very high standards, and I still do, but I feel like I'm a lot more realistic about it now. So I'm like, as long as my nails aren't like falling off, right? Like
right.
they're like
right.
they look nice right now.
You. I just got them done, but like I leave my nails on for like a month. So if you can hit it within like the first 2 weeks of me getting my nails done,
there you go, Mercedes.
Not bad,
yeah,
right?
easy peasy lemon squeezy.
First,
yeah,
I did cake. Say a videographer and a photographer. I said all that shit, but now I'm like literally as long as there's a video of it because. That
imagine
means,
a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm surprising you.
Can you imagine if this was it right there?
The camera's just in her face and she wants it to be a surprise.
Okay.
Your nails look
this would
fly.
Be a surprise because I would have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
That
like,
would be
if it was a situation
clue.
Like
Mercedes.
No,
I got it in
you,
my pocket.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so
I
in
think
the next
my,
one.
Yeah. So I just said as long as I look presentable, like not just like fucking rolled out. Just my everyday makeup is fine. I don't need yeah. a ball gown. I don't yeah. need a special outfit. I just want to look back on these like photos and videos and just like love everything about it, you know?
Right.
So I feel like it's less intense now, but my standards were like up mm-hmm. here. I needed everything before, but yeah. now I'm like,
okay, mm-hmm. what's your cut? Diamond.
Oh, you if have you a ring diamond. In mine?
No. Okay, here.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
We went on my Instagram
oh, my
yesterday.
God.
Because here's the thing.
I went, you know how you have the explore page on Instagram and yeah. it's just yeah. like not on your home feed, but it's just like a thing of what you search yeah. or do whatever. And so I go on hers last night. Mm-hmm. And I swear, all of it is rings,
uh-oh.
Dogs, and babies.
There it is.
That's it.
There it is. That's
and
why
I
you're
the most wholesome shit that I'm
I
doing
was
on Instagram.
Scrolling for go. Days, and it was just all different rings, all yeah. different. I was like,
and babies.
The only reason okay. why my explore page is like full of that stuff because, like, I want to say like 2 weeks ago, I was like, "Well, what do you want to do?" She's like, "Let's look at rings together." Mm. So she asked me. So then, ever since she mm-hmm. said that, now that's like. The only thing that's been on my mind, you know?
So
she kind of sparked it.
Rings.
That's
yeah.
your fault, Mercedes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
yeah.
so, all right, so marriage, and then that will happen, and you have the dog already, mm-hmm. and so what about, do you want, okay,
babies.
We should do like rapid fire, and you should just answer at the same time.
Yes, okay.
That's
okay.
what I think. Okay.
How many babies?
Wait, 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 do you want babies?
I don't know.
Answer it again. Wait, answer it again.
Oh, sorry, okay. okay.
One. Do you want babies?
I don't know.
Okay, that's good.
Two or four babies?
One.
Okay, we're on the same page. Wait, okay. Okay, wait, wait, wait. Okay.
Okay.
okay. Who will carry?
Me. Carly.
That was good. That was good.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's going to be the chef for the family?
Carly.
Me.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Got you.
Okay. Do you know the difference between IVF and IUI?
No.
Okay. Okay. Wait. So we're getting our baseline here.
Homeschool or public school? Go.
Public school.
Like
we've never talked about that, but thank God.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Wait. Known donor or sperm bank?
Sperm bank.
I don't care.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. At home insemination or fertility center?
At home insemination.
Okay.
Okay.
Turkey baster.
We're gonna turkey baste this. We're gonna turkey baste.
Turkey basting. I was just gonna ask. Would you do lactation?
I don't think I would.
I think your nipples are way too sensitive.
I have very sensitive nipples. You graze it the wrong way. I'm like, ugh. So right. I don't know if I could have that. But also, I feel like that would feel. This is weird. I like identify as a woman, but I feel like it would feel dysphoric for me to breastfeed.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
So
also,
I don't
possibly
know. It's weird
to
with me.
Carry yeah. as well, maybe or
never.
There's no desire whatsoever.
No, never. Yeah. I don't know. I feel so masculine. That it feels weird to me to be in that.
And Mercedes, yeah. how do you feel about the idea of being a non-bio parent, not biologically related to the kid?
I don't think I'll care. I feel like I love very easily. I feel like I have like attachment issues, so I feel like I'll get attached yeah. to, like, I won't look at it like that.
Right.
Right. I won't look at it as like, that's not my kid. Because mm-hmm. I feel like it would feel the same as like when you adopt a kid, you love it. Right. Sometimes even more, I feel, yeah. because it's like you're doing something so good, right? But mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. think that I'll care at all.
Yeah.
We've talked about doing my egg.
That's reciprocal IVF.
Reciprocal.
Yeah. Reciprocal. We've discussed IVF.
That. We've talked about that.
And but is that on the table?
It is on the table.
Because Carly, how would you feel about being a non-bio parent? Do you feel strongly about having a biological connection?
Well, I honestly, even though like it technically comes down to
genetics.
Yeah,
and I just have worse genetics.
Yeah, I don't think we care whose is whose. But if we were to use her egg, even though I would carry it, I still feel like I would be the biological parent because yeah. I carried it, because I would be breastfeeding. Like, I feel like
that would be the best case scenario.
That's like the best case lesbian baby making scenario. Yeah, because it's like, yeah,
even though it's like
scenario.
Not my DNA like, but I fucking created you, yeah. you know? Like,
also right. literally happens to be the most expensive.
Yeah. We got to start yeah. selling more sex tapes.
And there you go. Oh my God. And this is the origin story. Yeah. So this is why we're together, because we're going to walk you through all these processes.
Yeah.
Not that you need our advice, because our advice sucks. Let's be real.
But we're maybe messes. Don't. Well, some
we don't know
sucks.
Any, we've been down we don't know anything. We've done our own older. Research. Remember when we like first got together, we spent like hours and hours researching like how to do like the turkey baster at home, and remember yeah, all yeah, the yeah. percentages.
You know, you have to have like 5 orgasms for it to work the best. Like, what a shame.
Never heard that.
The
never
time
heard
that my what? Ex-wife did IUI, right after the doctor left the room and it was done, we fucked on the table. She got pregnant.
Your yep. shit's like contracting. Like, yeah. it's supposed to help the it's supposed sperm to help flow.
Them swim up, I suppose. But yeah. 2.5 years it took me, and I never did after the inseminations, never once. And the one time, the
you never
one
what?
Time,
you never what? Say it.
Did it.
Say, did what?
Had orgasm. What do you want?
Like, fuck.
No, you, I didn't fuck. My wife wasn't even there the last time because we had been through 3 years. 3 years yeah. of trying. So this is the first one she couldn't come to.
And that's the one you got pregnant?
Yep.
Well, don't fuck. You either fuck or you don't fuck.
No. But I had an orgasm.
By like you masturbated.
By myself. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Lord.
And then it stuck.
That's yeah. It. I just got that. I just got that.
It. We just want to hear it come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Sorry, but, what is IUI?
Okay, so
intrauterine insemination.
So that's where they take it.
And they put it, they go into the, what's the thing in the uterus that they go?
The cervix. They go through the cervix. So they take this little tiny tube and they put it in the cervix and they insert the sperm literally into.
It hurts?
It pinches.
It doesn't hurt.
Oh, is it like getting like an IUD?
I don't know what that feels like.
It's like some, like they put the speculum. They put the speculum in and then it's like a little tiny.
But the first time hurt.
It didn't hurt me. I don't know. I think everybody's different.
Yeah. You have a vagina made out of burlap.
There you go. Seasoned and strong. But IVF is when they harvest your eggs. You do right. all the, you know IVF.
They mix it in the
tube.
It's Petri dish.
Yeah, it's literally a Petri dish.
Baby. Right. Yeah, so, but yeah. there's all kinds of things. So we're gonna find out if you're ready for it is what we're really going to do together yeah. as a team.
I got to tell you the best advice, though, I heard from a married couple. They were married, two women. Married 35 years. And my ex-wife and I went to go visit. I don't know how we met, but we were at their home. It was so beautiful. And it looked like old lesbian home with all the pictures and the stuff that they yeah. collected. And we were like, what's the secret? How do you guys fucking keep this going?
Yeah.
And they both said, patience and kindness. When I can't be kind, I'm patient. When I can't be patient, I'm kind. And that has been my motto more now than with my ex-wife. But yeah. it's really patience and kindness.
That's really good advice.
Yeah, yeah. Our advice is that like for each other is that it's not always 50-50. Sometimes it has to be 80-20. And I feel like that's what we try to remember.
That's good.
Yeah, bad days and stuff. When I can only give 20, you have to give 80. Everyone always says it's 50-50. It has to be 50-50.
No, I don't believe that.
Relationships take a lot of work and a lot of communication and a lot of commitment and a lot like it's work.
And yeah, you have to show up every day.
And then you have to add kids to the mix. And then you have, it's all another level. It's a whole another level.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Does having kids give you a reason to stay together on the hard days? Or is it the relationship itself? Like adding kids to the mix, is that like your reason?
Reason to stay together?
Yeah, like if you're having like a not like reason to like keep going, push through on the really, really hard days, or if you're going through like a rough patch or a hard time, or
you know what? For me, I feel like it's actually the fact that we made the commitment and we got married. Like the commitment is what makes me push through on the hard days. The commitment to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I am fully 100% invested, committed to my marriage with my wife. Mm-hmm. And I love my wife. But there's hard days, but it's our commitment. It's not the kids. It's nothing outside. It's the commitment I made to my wife. And I honor my commitments. Like, I'm hardcore about that. Mm-hmm. I'm also a serial monogamist. So, like, I don't look sideways.
So have you never had a hoe phase in your life? Or have you?
Listen. In high school, I had sex. God damn. I wasn't a hoe. But like.
We call it a hoe phase.
Yeah. I mean, I played the field. I've done what I needed to do. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't lack for any sexual experiences in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't lack for any other partners. I'm not lacking. I'm good. I'm set. But I'm really fully committed to this commitment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For me, that's what it is.
It's the commitment. Yeah.
For me, it's the commitment. And the kids, you know, they help that along, but they make it harder. They make it a million times harder.
Yeah.
I got divorced because I watched, my wife was holding, my ex-wife was holding our son, and we were screaming at each other. And I saw the scene and I remembered my childhood and I was like, I'm out of fucking here.
Like, it was like we were a having moment.
It was a moment where I was like, my son is not going to be in a household like this. Mm-hmm. And one of us is going to kill each other if somebody doesn't go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I needed that relationship to be where I'm at now.
Yeah.
And I also have learned what I really need. My wife is okay saying that she's submissive to me. That's important because I don't want a dick fight with anybody. You know what I mean? I need a woman to know that
like at least
at least how we present. Yeah. Is that she defers to me and not to feel any kind of way about it. And I didn't know that was important to me until Aaron did it and really leans in. The funny part, though, is that that woman is a fucking hero. Like, she, most times we're doing what she okays. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but she, we don't fight. We don't really fight. She won't yell and scream. I'm the one who acts like a fucking dick sometimes. and she's also Buddhist for 20 years. So she's really chill. And she's done a lot of self-work. So she just lets me and I need that. I need a stable person. Like me and a Scorpio or a Pisces, we didn't work out. Because too much emotion, too much water. Mm-hmm. Even another Cancer, it's just, it's too much.
Yeah. I don't think water signs should be with water.
No. And she's Earth. Aaron is Earth. And I curve around her in so many ways. Mm-hmm. But what makes it work is that I made a good choice. Out of all the women I've ever been with, it's the best choice. It fits. And I, for the first time, realized I don't want life without this person. I used to fantasize sometimes that my exes would like disappear or like drive away or when I was with them and like, God, I wish this bitch would just not necessarily away somehow. Yeah. And I never want her gone, even when we're having hard days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like who she is when she's in a room by herself. But it's not tough. How I feel. It's just.
Yeah.
That's relationship.
I'm so. I love that. Yeah.
We were literally just talking about this last night. Like, your person should feel like home. And like, because we both have a lot of anxiety and stuff. And we were just saying, like, when we're going through shit, like, you're the only person that I want there. Like, we could be literally anywhere in the world. But if she's like near me when I'm going through something, I'm like, that is home, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's good shit. Was it strange for any of, wait, this is another show.
I know, and we have to wrap it up. Like, because this is already like three episodes. Right. We're going to have to cut so much out.
Let's wrap it up.
This has been so awesome. There's going to be so much more to come.
Mm-hmm. This is the lesbian urge to merge.
This is the gang.
Yes, it's amazing. And we're so happy y'all came all the way from Kanadia to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having us and inviting us here.
So good.
This was so fun.
Reach out to us. In any way, I hate the word advice, and like even mentorship feels like we know something you don't. It's just we've been on a planet a little longer, and maybe we've gone through some things. And if my fuck ups can help you not fuck up, I want to tell you all my fuck ups, and I'll tell you my successes too. But
even perspective, I was just gonna say, hearing a different perspective really just like don't have anyone in our lives that are like older, queer.
That's what. See, we need to start
like, and like have been through
this.
The things that like we're know probably all gonna about go through.
Queer baby making. Yeah. So we are your go to place for that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, the podcast. Just go listen to the episodes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for
great.
Coming out.
Thank you for having us. We love you guys.
Love you too.
We love you.
This is the best.
Those young humans.
What a ride. What a ride. That I did not know where it was going to go from moment to moment. OMG. I mean, can't wait to see what's in store for them. And this is the beginning of a beautiful relationship. And listen, is it weird that I feel like really maternal towards them? Like I want to keep them safe and make sure that they're okay and that they're prepared for life and that they're being careful. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I think it's because I have a daughter.
I don't, maybe like, because I feel like they make me young. Like, I feel like I'm their age until I realize.
They
like,
make me feel older. That's so funny.
They make
because
me feel
I'm like,
young.
I'm like, oh, please be careful. Like, I think it might be because I have a daughter who's getting to the age where she's starting to be sassy at me and like do what she wants. And I'm like, oh, God. But
they're amazing. And the things that they're able to do and just they're open. I tell you, once again, I said it in the beginning, these women have convinced me that Canadians just are just a bomb. There's a different sensibility, but they're dope and they're cool and there's a sweetness that I just don't sense with some of these Americans that I've encountered in my 48.
That's why I was yelling at my kids at the Eiffel Tower. Stop being obnoxious. And also, like, just their openness, and they're just, they're putting their lives out there, and they're open books, and, you know, I appreciate them letting us in, and...
Yeah, I'm just happy that we didn't have this technology when I was coming up, because I don't think I would be as responsible as they are.
Well, they're doing a good job. They have over 1 million followers on TikTok, so who are we to talk about them in any way?
I just want to be down. I just want to be able
to
hang out.
Be down.
If you love this show,
yeah,
and want to represent your love for us and our beautiful families, you need to head to our shop and get some If These Ovaries Could Talk, the Queer Families Podcast merch. We have all kinds of merch, and now the holidays is a perfect time to buy. So many designs, and you could put those designs on any product in the store. T-shirts, mugs, notebooks, face masks, children, laptops. Ah, that was a joke. Not children. So go to the link in our bio on our Instagram page to get to the store. Once you get to the store, buy the stuff.
Yeah, boom. You can also go to tpublic.com and search for If These Ovaries Could Talk. Our merch should pop up too. And don't forget, all you lovely folks out there, to join us on Patreon to help us create this super important queer content. You're going to head to patreon.com/ovariestalk to sign up and get that bonus content. Go get that.
And then head on over to our social media, Ovaries Talk on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and the TikTok, and the YouTube. We can't miss us. We are everywhere.
We just keep showing up.
Support the podcast and join our community on Patreon, patreon.com/ovariestalk. And don't forget, you get bonus content. Boop, boop,
go look at that bonus content. And we have to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Lightstream.
Mm-hmm.
Lightstream is the nation's premier online consumer lender. They offer low interest fixed rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 for practically any purpose.
And a huge thank you to all you Patreoners who are helping us make this show. We love you. We thank you.
Oh, we thank you so much.
Abla. I don't know. I wanted to say I don't know. I wanted to say something in a different language and
like
I couldn't.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, au revoir, yes.
My favorite thing to do when I was in France was just walk in store, bonjour. It's my favorite thing. Bonjour. And then they're like, and then they start speaking to you in French and then, anyway, we should get out of your ears.
All right.
You gotta get on with your busy, lovely, beautiful, queer, but with gay lives.
But with gay lives. All right, back to the kids though. That's what that means for me.
Yeah. So sometimes it feels like multiple, even when it's one.
Yeah. All right. Okay. You ready?
Eggs.
Ovaries.
Out.
Later.
We'll see you soon. We'll be back in your ears soon.
If these ovaries could talk, they would say, eggs, ovaries, out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.